I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 20th, 2017 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lutke?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Mrs. Westfall is excused. There are six members of City Council present tonight, so a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you to our City Council meeting, particularly the students from Notre Dame Academy and the representatives of the library. If anybody has a question during the course of the meeting, please raise your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this time, I invite you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Lutke.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to our agenda, I do have a couple I'd like to put on there tonight. First, following the public hearing at 7 p.m., the law director has distributed ordinance 29-2017, which will add as agenda item 5A. 5A becomes ordinance 29-2017. That is to approve the recommendation of the Planning Commission. I'd also like to add agenda item 10A, a request to set a Utilities Committee meeting in the next few weeks to discuss a regional water system and the negotiations currently underway for that. I also would like to add agenda item 3A, which is the election of a president pro tem. In President Westfall's absence, we need to have a president pro tem elected for the evening. Anything else from members of City Council? Hearing none, Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Hearing nothing more, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Added agenda item 3A, the election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanam.
Yes, I'd like to move that we designate Mark Lutke as president pro tem for this evening's meeting.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of Mr. Lutke serving as the president pro tem for this evening's meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and congratulations, Mr. Lutke.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We're up to agenda item 4, approval of the council meeting minutes from our last meeting on March the 6th. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Council has received minutes from the previous meeting. They've been made public. Therefore, I'd like to move approval of the minutes as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve those March 6th meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is a report on the public hearing held this evening in council chambers on special use permit 1-2017 for the Sylvania Branch Library. Mr. Hanam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a public meeting at 7 o'clock this evening. And it was it was informative but uneventful. We had a very clear and succinct yet comprehensive presentation by Kevin Kennedy on behalf of the Lucas County Public Library of the proposed renovations and additions to the Sylvania Branch Library located over here on Monroe Street. We did have one speaker in favor of the renovations and additions and the recommendation of the Planning Commission, and no speakers opposed to the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission. So I think council is prepared, is likely prepared to move forward with ordinance number 29-2017. And if we're ready to move on to the next agenda item.
Added agenda item 5A is to consider ordinance 29-2017. Mr. Hanam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 29-2017. All members of council having received written copies in advance I will read by title only, amending the special use permit for the Toledo Lucas County Public Library for renovations and additions to the Sylvania Branch Library located at 6749 Monroe Street, Sylvania, Ohio, on the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 29-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 29-2017 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 29-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 29-2017 is approved, and that does amend special use permit allowing the expansion of the library. Thank you all for attending. There's no requirement that you stay for the rest of the meeting. You are welcome to stay. It was uneventful, or it was uncontroversial, but very eventful. We got the job done. So thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you all.
All right, let's move on to agenda item 6. This is a amendment zoning application, PD 1 2017. If you recall, we did approve a PD, I believe late last year, for this particular piece of property, but the developer is back with changes, and I'd like to hear from the service director as to what those changes are, and then our mission tonight will be to refer to this to the Planning Commission. But why don't you just give us an update, Mr. Allen?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The developer, as he went through his business plan, and then also there was a bust, if you will, in some of his test survey information. And because of that, it's going to modify what he is able to. It's going to modify the timing of what he's going to be able to do. And because of that, he modified the primary differences are the buildings up front along Alexis Road. Those used to be a mixed-use buildings. They had businesses on the bottom and then residential on the top. He's removed the residential. Those will be just strictly commercial buildings. And then in doing so, he modified how some of the living units in behind those office buildings were arranged. Added a few. I think it's an addition of only one, I think, overall, but it was just modified on how he laid them out. So those are the primary differences, but because it was a PD and the uses were changed, you know, he is required to bring that back and go through the plan development approvals process again.
Kevin, are the residential structures comparable, the same, or?
Same.
The same?
Yes.
Okay. So this is primarily just a change in the development of the front of the property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the primary change. Just that the back end is just, like I said, I think it's an addition of one unit overall, which isn't, that in and of itself isn't too big of a deal, but the change in use up front, I think, necessitates it coming back, so.
All right, again, this is for referral to the Planning Commission. For the benefit of the students, this is the start of a process that changes our zoning. The ordinance that was passed for the library is the end of the process. And the process is that it is referred to the Planning Commission for their recommendation. Then a legal notice has to be advertised at least 30 days in advance of a public hearing. You have the public hearing, and then council can vote that evening. They can refer it back to the zoning committee and either approve or not agree with the Planning Commission's recommendation. So tonight's action is to refer it to the Planning Commission for their recommendation. This seems like a minor change compared to what was done before, but because the change in the building, front buildings, we need to run it through the system again. Is there a motion to refer it to the Planning Commission? Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we refer PD 1-2017 to the Planning Commission for its review and recommendation.
Been moved and seconded that PD 1-2017 be referred to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the next Planning Commission meeting will be the second Wednesday in April, on Wednesday, April the 12th. Moving on to agenda item 7 is also a zoning issue. This has to do with the Somo property, the proposed apartment complex east of the hotel. The new zoning category has previously been referred to the Planning Commission. We need to create the zoning category that allows that higher density, more than 3 times higher than anything in our current zoning code. And after discussion with the law department, it was determined administratively that it would be acceptable to run both the creation of the new zoning category in our zoning code and the rezoning of those parcels of land that make up what we call SOMO to run concurrently. The law department has prepared the ordinance that has been preliminarily heard by the Planning Commission last week. 4 councilmen were in attendance at that preliminary hearing. The Planning Commission is working on it. This second ordinance, or the second referral to the Plan Commission, would be to change the zoning from B3 to B5. And on your agendas, it says it was changing it from B2. I say you might want to correct that. It's changing it from B3 on your agenda to B5. And there are 7 or 8 parcels involved that make up what we refer to as SOMO. Now, Mrs. Brining, it's my understanding that the Planning Commission can come back with their recommendations and we can set a public hearing for both of them at the same time. It will take 2 ads, I assume, to do it. 1 to create the new zoning category, which would have to be done first. The other to change the zoning of this property. This is in lieu of taking a slower process of running the first all the way through the system and then the other through the system. This will save about 2.5 months doing them concurrently. Again, this is an issue where we don't have an outside applicant applying for the change in zoning. The city still owns the parcels, and the city is the petitioner. As you can see, Kevin Aller is the city in particular on this one, applying for the zoning change. Any questions about that process?
No, I think that it's very appropriate.
All right. With that, again, this is just a referral to the Planning Commission. Is there a motion to refer ZA1-2017 to the Plan Commission for their review and recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to refer ZA1-2017 to the Plan Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And again, that will go to the Planning Commission for their meeting on April the 12th. We are hoping that the Plan Commission can get their arms wrapped around the new zoning category. And they have been forwarded the materials that were at the release of the information about the apartment complex on SOMO. So they've got that now and can see what that allows to happen on that site. I'm sure there'll be considerable discussion prior to that meeting and at that meeting concerning both the zoning category and the proposed development. And we welcome anyone to that meeting on the 12th at 5:30 that wishes to come. All right, we're moving right along. We're up to agenda item 8, which has to do with a new electric generator for the City of Sylvania-owned sanitary pumping station on Sylvania Avenue across from the Boy Scout Reservation. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The existing pumping station is, we're able to receive power at that station from two different directions. We have mainline service coming to it from both the east and the west. And there's switchgear up on the poles that when we lose the main feed, then we, in theory, are able to switch that switchgear and receive power coming from the other direction. That switchgear has routinely failed us when we've needed it. And to get Edison out there during, you know, obviously if we've lost power, they have, you know, a larger area out of service as well. The only people that are supposed to touch that switchgear are Edison personnel. So getting them to our station is sometimes troublesome. They serve us well. I don't want to condemn them, but you know, they have a large service area. The switchgear itself is just not operated properly at times. Even when they come out to get repairs done to it is difficult. It's old and has seen its life. What occurs when that happens, when we're not able to get power to that station in a quick enough manner, is luckily it hasn't happened for about 3 years now, but there's a manhole on the north side of Sylvania Avenue that surcharges, and basically that material, which typically is rainwater because this only happens during large rain events, but you know, that material discharges into nearby creeks. We obviously have to report that, or required to report that to Iowa EPA and things of that nature. As I indicated, that's only happened once in the last 3 years. But once is too many when it can be corrected. So what we're proposing is to do away with that switchgear and install a generator at the station that will automatically switch over when power is lost. The generator fires and we're in service immediately. We essentially don't lose service at all. This project was included in our capital improvement budget this year. And we plan to, our plan is to, as proposed here, is to work with Demetra Jacobs Engineers out of Toledo and doing the design. Their fee includes everything, design, bidding, construction-based services, and everything. So for a fee of $16,900, you know, we're getting all of the engineering required on the project and can move forward. I'm familiar with Demetra Jacobs Engineers. I've worked with them on some other projects, and they're a good firm, and I would recommend moving forward with their proposal.
What is the construction budget for the installation of the generator?
The original estimate that was submitted was $50,000. We are probably going to be a little more than that based on some distances that we're going to have to cover. Those funds come out of our sanitary sewer utility funds, not the general fund, and we do have funds available to perform the project.
Kevin, the standard service from Toledo Edison, you'd mentioned that the switch gear is older and has seen better life, and what's the status of that existing equipment for the main feed that we're utilizing now?
It's still, I would call it, say, in operation, but unfortunately what we found is when we've gone to use it, it hasn't worked properly, and we throw the switch gear and we don't get anything from the other direction, and so we're just, I'm not comfortable to say that we can rely on it. We have made arrangements with a rental firm in town that if we do lose power there and we're not going to get immediate switchover from that switchgear or Edison, we have made arrangements to be able to get a generator on an emergency basis with that rental company. So,
Mr. Aller, the switchgear that's in there now, the transfer switch, the city owns that, not the utility company?
The utility company actually owns that.
So they pull that out when you do this?
Yes.
That's not in line. And then you're generator comes with a new transfer switch. You're going straight into that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So there won't be two in mine. We'll just be down to one.
No, we'll be down to one.
And we'll have control of the switch. No.
Correct. We will have control of the switch, yes.
That would be an automatic switch, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be our intent that if we lose Edison power, it'll automatically switch over. An alarm will be sent to our operators, letting them know that that's occurred, and they'll visit, go to the site to make sure that everything is operating as it should.
So your pump stoppage is only the time it takes the generator to come online, 15, 30 seconds?
Correct. Correct.
And Kevin, what part of the city is this pumping station serving? It's outside the city limits, but where is it coming from?
Yes, it serves, it serves the majority of the area that it serves is outside of the city. It serves the area to the east, Quarry Road, Nantucket. It serves the, off of Holland, Sylvania, there at Northwoods. And it serves the Farmbrook neighborhoods. There are some city places in between there, but the majority of the area that it serves is outside of the city.
They are customers of the city sanitary system.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we do have ordinance 28-2017 to hire the engineering firm to prepare bidding, design and bidding documents for this installation. Ordinance 28-2017.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 28-2017. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Demetrica Jacobs Engineers Incorporated to provide engineering services for the Sylvania Avenue Pumping Station Generator Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $16,900. Waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
That ordinance number 28-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 28-2017.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 28-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 28-2017 is approved. Agenda item 9, any additional committee reports to be made at this time? Going on to agenda item 10, we do have added agenda item 10A. I am offering and requesting or recommending that a utility committee meeting set in the next few weeks to discuss the status of the Regional Water Planning Committee of TEMACOG. We have gotten to a new guidepost or a new waypost on this one. You will all be receiving a letter. I saw it from Mr. Mishka from the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce offering to pay for a facilitator or a moderator amongst Toledo and its customers to talk about the possibilities for a regional water system and perhaps sort out some of the competing issues that are going on with it right now. That is the mission of the TEMACOG committee that I chair, the Regional Water Planning Committee, but 2 weeks ago this coming Wednesday, that committee took a different turn and went from being a visualizing cooperative program to think about the best program we could come up with for both safety and redundancy and pricing and economic development to more of a contract negotiation meeting, which is not appropriate at TEMACOG, nor is it appropriate in public. So the Toledo Chamber of Commerce has stepped in to keep the process moving along. The Regional Planning Committee meeting is meeting, or committee is going to meet again April 5th, but I would like to bring you up to date as to what has been accomplished by that committee and how it affects the city of Sylvania. So, Mr. Mishka, if you're in agreement, we could try to set that meeting up now, or you can poll your members later and we can set it up later.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I would like to have Mrs. Westfall attend the meeting as well.
Sure.
So I'd be happy to schedule something offline and notify the
Okay.
If that's acceptable.
It certainly is. Give me a chance to check my schedule as well.
Do you want to propose, what dates are you thinking?
You could propose 2 weeks from tonight before the council meeting, or you could pick another time.
You know what, if we can do it 2 weeks from tonight, do you think an hour is a half an hour, an hour meeting? What would you recommend based on the information that you were going to do?
I think a half hour is probably sufficient.
So why don't we do that?
We might want to consider doing it over in the council meeting room or this council meeting room. It's the advantage to not doing it on a council meeting is you do have time to be more flexible if it runs over. In which case, you're going to have to talk to Mrs. Westfall on her schedule, I bet. I'm not sure it's how you want to do it. If you have it before a council meeting, it's like your finance committee meeting. Sometimes time runs out or there are questions from the public about what's going on.
So how about a 6:45 meeting?
Yeah.
And then we can reach out to Mrs. Westfall, and if that time is not a good time for her, we can schedule.
All right. I think that sounds fine. And you might want to have that meeting maybe over in City Hall in the committee room over there or something, or the utility conference room.
April 3rd?
That will be April 3rd, yes.
April 3rd at 6:45 p.m. And I recommend over in the utility conference room in City Hall.
Right.
Or the service department conference room. All right. Does that work for people's schedules that are here?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have that meeting confirmed with Mrs. Westfall, and then we'll have the clerk post it. Any other committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, there's only two pieces of, we're at the end of the agenda, there's only two pieces of information. Those are meeting minutes from the Board of Architecture Review and the Planning Commission from last Wednesday, March 15th. There is no further business. So is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
And moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting on Monday, April the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending. And as for the students, you may not have gotten your money's worth tonight, but you're welcome to come up and ask any questions you may have, or if you need forms signed, we're ready to do it up here. Thank you all for coming.